even when war ends, civilians are still in danger. Perhaps the greatest danger is the prospect for another conflict. Without education, health care, and a strong economy, the seeds for a future conflict can easily take root. This requires aid agencies to find creative solutions for the unique needs of children and adults in post-war situations. During our Southeast Asia visit earlier this year, Kristen and I discovered one American-funded program that is helping to heal the mind, body, and spirit of thousands of disabled Cambodians.
A band of disabled men, all dressed in crisp blue Oxfords, captivates a steady stream of visitors at the Ta Prom ruins near Cambodia's famed Angkor Wat Temple. It's a familiar sight here. In 1999, the World Bank estimated nearly 10% of Cambodia's population was disabled, although experts say poor infrastructure makes the actual number of disabled citizens difficult to track. A countless number of the disabled, including these band members, end up begging for food and money at locations popular with foreigners. But less than 1 mile across Phnom Penh's Japanese Friendship Bridge, an American-funded medical clinic is helping thousands of Cambodians get back on their feet.
My name is Hin Chanarat, and I'm the site manager of King Kleang Physical Rehabilitation Center of Veteran International Cambodia and a program of Vietnam Veteran of America Foundation.
Hin Chanarat manages the King Kleang Physical Rehabilitation Center. Founded in 1991, King Kleang has grown into a multi-service facility for amputees, landmine victims, and persons with a host of other physical disabilities, including polio, scoliosis, and congenital deformities. More than 10,000 legs have been fitted in the past decade. All are made to specifications on-site. And each month, more than 250 patients pass through King Kleang. Roughly half are children. Every patient's individual course of treatment begins with an initial screening.
All patients, physically disabled person, they have to register and they meet with a screener. And the screener will refer to the prosthetic-orthotic section.
A gentle breeze moves through the sunlit waiting area today as new patient Song Chok Chen quietly answers questions about his health.
I've come to check on my leg.
Polio has crippled one of the 14-year-old's legs. Looking terrified, he now sits alone with a physical therapist in King Kleang's large, open-air physical therapy room. A semicircular maze of silver bars fills nearly a third of the therapy room. At the moment, a young boy is carefully navigating the maze. Larry Warren, the country director for Veterans International's Cambodia Rehabilitation Program, explains.
This is just what we call gait training. When you put, whether it's a prosthesis or an orthosis, when you put it on, the people have to learn all over again how to walk. We always refer to prosthetics as AK and BK. An AK means an above-knee amputation, BK below knee. If somebody comes in here that's a below-knee amputation, we can do wonders for them and have them out the door in a few days. And an AK is a much harder, you know, a whole different project because nobody's figured out how to manufacture a knee joint that's all that great. And they really have to learn how to walk all over again.
Not far from the gait training area, a young girl with a bright smile swiftly rides a stationary bike. When she arrived 5 months ago, 13-year-old Do Sari Peck could barely move.
Because of the treatment that our physiotherapist and in cooperation with the family today, she can ride bicycle, she can walk, and she can speak. It's very much improvement that we provide for her.
If she couldn't come here, her life would be very different. She wouldn't be able to move.
Do Sari Peck's grandmother can't contain her smile as she praises the clinic.
They are really concerned about people with this disability. I'm very happy that I brought my grandchild here and that she can walk. I'm very happy with the treatment.
And what part of the treatment does Do Sari Peck enjoy the most?
Is she like every part of this section?
Poverty and malnutrition remain major problems for Cambodia as it slowly rebuilds after nearly three decades of civil war. So every morning, Do Sari Peck and all other child patients make their way down a short, crushed rock sidewalk lined with bushes to King Klang's outdoor eating area.
At 9:30 a.m. every day, we provide a noodle soup for physical disabled children. We want to increase their energy.
The children are sitting under an open grass roof hut. They're sitting, if they can sit, on the ground. They're sitting on carpets, and they're enjoying what appears to be a beef noodle soup. And the children who aren't able to sit on the mats are sitting in their wheelchairs. Although the supplemental meal is only provided for the children, a number of family members are also gathered in the outdoor eating area. On this day, a total of 55 people are staying in King Klang's on-site dormitory. 41 are patients. In addition to medical treatment, King Klang builds wheelchairs, crafts custom prosthetic devices and braces, and produces a range of artificial feet. Here in the wheelchair assembly area, chairs of all sizes with deep royal blue seats and shiny new wheels line the entrance.
We make child and adult wheelchair. We produce a tricycle wheelchair for child and adult. We produce a walking frame, child and adult also.
King Klang produces an average of 35 wheelchairs per month. Today, half a dozen employees are carefully building individual wheelchair parts, including this man who skillfully places bearings inside the tire spokes.
He's completely blind due to landmine. And he's a wheelchair technician. His main job is to assemble the wheel. And we have 13 workers. Some of them are landmine victims. And we have two double amputee and two blind.
In fact, nearly one-third of King Klang's production employees are themselves disabled.
Our prosthetics is, thank God, our prosthetic work has slowly started to decline, which has, you know, certainly something to do with the post-conflict, the peace that has finally come to this country.
Again, Larry Warren.
So each month we're putting legs on about 70 people. Now, most of those are refittings. An amputee needs a new leg somewhere between every 1 and 2 years. So people are constantly coming back to us. It is estimated that there's probably somewhere between 60 and 70,000 amputees in Cambodia, which is one of the highest per capita rates in the entire world. And our orthotics, we're doing just about double the number. So we're doing somewhere between 150 and 160 orthotic braces each month.
Now, our physiotherapist and prosthetic orthotic technologist is fitting the brace for a scoliosis girl. This is the first time that she received the brace from us.
Today in the fitting area, a young scoliosis patient with large, brown, but fearful eyes firmly clutches a stuffed toy as she is fitted with a brace that covers nearly all of her tiny chest and back. Nearby, an amputee is measured for a new artificial leg. Nan Van Turn stepped on a landmine 20 years ago.
I came here because the prosthetic was getting loose. I came here for a tighter one. If I didn't have this staff, I wouldn't be able to do anything at home.
It will take multiple steps to produce Nan Van Turn's new artificial leg. Right now they are wrapping the plastic around the amputee mold that they've created so that they can finish off the leg. Plastic has been in the oven for an hour, and it's a process that has to happen pretty quickly because it cools very, very fast. It's a very thick piece of brown plastic that's been in the oven for about an hour. It's to resemble the flesh of a leg. A few yards past the oven, a dozen or so rubber feet rest on a worn red table. They are among the thousands King Klang manufactures each year.
And our feet last for 1 year maximum. One of the examples for this feet, it's old, but you look dark, black color, and it's broken.
Starting to pull away.
Yeah.
So the average lifespan for one of these is a year.
A year.
And that's why patients come back every year.
Yeah, yeah.
King Klang technicians routinely test newly manufactured feet by machine. They also visit patients at home every month to see how the feet are being used in everyday tasks. It's all in an effort to improve the product.
We are in a prosthetic orthotic workshop. We have 24 prosthetic orthotic technicians working here, and some are landmine victims.
The prosthetic workshop, which is just adjacent to the casting area, is bustling with activity today. Workstations fitted with a variety of tools fill much of the floor space. Here, technicians craft devices designed to help those with a host of physical disabilities.
Now, Opa is making the brace for polio boy, and he just put the sidebar on the polypropylene brace.
King Klang is the largest of the four rehabilitation centers Veterans International operates in Cambodia. It is also the largest center the Vietnam Veterans of America Foundation, or VVAF, runs anywhere in the world. Again, Larry Warren.
There's a couple other centers that are around the same size as King Klang, but it's the most comprehensive. No other center in the country does prosthetic work, orthotic work, full physical physiotherapy, and produces and distributes wheelchairs.
Since the early 1990s, King Klang and VVAF's other Cambodia programs have received nearly all of their financing from the Patrick J. Leahy War Victims Fund. But the War Victims Fund grant, roughly $1 million a year, is being phased out. Larry Warren says VVAF is now in the process of setting up a private endowment to keep King Klang and its other Cambodia programs up and running.
Our goal is to enhance the quality of life of any patient, any person that comes to us. There are various ways to do that, and the key to it all is mobility. Many of the children come to us just completely lack mobility. In the worst cases, they at least need a wheelchair to try to get around. Hopefully, we can do better than that and actually put a child who has never walked or who hasn't walked for quite some time to get them walking again.
King Klang's quality of life goal may not be obvious to these young patients as they play an enthusiastic game of wheelchair basketball, but it is obvious that the care these children receive here allows them to experience the joys of youth instead of watching from the sidelines.
Time after time, I've seen young kids, I've seen it with adults as well, but we see these young kids come to us in just a very, very pathetic and sad mobile situation. And then, boy, the old saying about a smile being worth a thousand pictures, we see it all the time. It's incredible.
I'm Kristen McHugh, near Phnom Penh, Cambodia.